Welcome back to the Knowledge Base Podcast. I'm Kate, your host and part of eMoney's e-learning team. Today I'm introducing you to Gisette Almamar, certified financial planner, co-owner, and director of financial planning. The team over at Trailwise is utilizing eMoney in some awesome ways for their clients, and we talk all about that today. We really focus in on the value that they're trying to bring their clients and how eMoney fits into that picture to support their overall vision and goals. I'm really excited for you to hear more about it. So without further ado, here's my latest advisor chat. Hi, Gisette. Thank you so much for joining eMoney's Knowledge Base podcast today. I'm really, really excited to have you. I'd love to kick off our conversation by telling our listeners a little bit about who you are and some of the things that you focus on in financial planning. Can you share some of that with them?
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here. Hello, everyone. I'm Gisette Almamar, the Director of Financial Planning at Trailwise Financial Partners. We are an RIA, and financial planning is definitely at the core of what we do here. We've crafted a process where clients don't need to move their accounts in order to work with us, but we do require a financial plan as part of our engagement. This approach has made financial planning a central and profitable part of our business. I mean, but with all that said, we also offer investment management as one of our key services.
That's awesome. A very cool variety of options for your clients to consider as they start to work with you. For that client that is really just beginning the onboarding process with you, what is the first thing that you're going to do for them in eMoney as a client?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned before, we have created that process that is very focused on financial planning. So we do use the eMoney portal for our clients. So the first thing is to set that up. We call it the Lodge, and we start by adding a Welcome to the Lodge folder that has guides from eMoney on how to add data, details on security, and tips on using the portal features. We also create a folder for our financial planning agreement and disclosure, so we don't have to kind of email that to our clients. So we just put all of that information in there. And then we add our document checklist to the shared document section. And in order for the client to actually start using the portal, we send that email that we call the next steps for financial planning. And then this email walks them through setting up their portal and includes a video guide that we kind of filmed on how to connect accounts, where to find the document checklist, where to upload documents. This email also has how to schedule the next meeting and then how to complete the payment. We've had great success with this approach as the majority of our clients create and use the portal.
That is so cool. I love that you use the client portal and not only use it, but you really customize it to make it your own. And so they feel like they are really getting that engaging experience and personalized experience. And you also mentioned the vault, which I think is great. So I'm excited to talk a little bit more about how you use both of those features in eMoney throughout our conversation. Before we get there, though, I know you work closely with small business owners, young professionals, and retirees, those three groups, and obviously other clients as well. But how does the work that you do in eMoney differ among each of those focus areas?
For our business owners, we focus a lot on the business cash flow and goals, obviously. And we use a different software for this part of the process. However, we want to make sure that what we're recommending on the business side will benefit them personally when they retire. So as part of this business consulting fee, we also create a personal financial plan for them, just to make sure that all the recommendations that we have on that business side will allow them to retire and accomplish their goals as individuals as well. For young professionals, we find ourselves exploring ways to optimize their cash flow, retirement savings, and taxes. So for example, we look at their employee benefits to see if they could benefit from an ESPP program or a deferred compensation plan. And we are with young professionals, we are finding ourselves using the stock options feature within eMoney to develop strategies for these clients. We also use the what if section for life insurance. That's when we are going to be looking at that portion of their plan. And as far as our retirees, our emphasis is optimizing their distributions and managing taxes. So one of the strategies that we use in here is the eMoney Roth conversion technique. Since most of our retirees transition into a lower tax bracket during retirement, we explore this option to see if it makes sense for their situation. And then we are also looking at the what if section as well for like to analyze their need for long-term care. This is a good way to start looking into some of that for them.
It's really cool to see how you guys are using different parts of the application differently for those focus groups. I know you mentioned the Roth conversion feature, which really does seem to be a very well-loved feature among our advisors who do specialize in retirement planning for their clients.
It's amazing when it came, because we were using it before, kind of using just the transfer section to kind of mimic that. And when the actual Roth conversion came around, it was like, okay, this is exactly what we needed.
Oh, good. I'm so happy to hear that it was kind of a game changer in the financial planning process for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. Talking a little bit more about the client portal, because this is also an area of the application that we've had some exciting new things happen with over the last year, really, and just some new features available for our advisors and therefore for the clients. How do you find using the client portal really shapes the planning experience for your clients, especially since that seems to be a really big part of your advisor-client relationship?
Yes, it is. Our clients and ourselves, we encourage them to use the client portal throughout the entire engagement. The client portal really helps set the tone for our clients' financial planning experience when the clients start linking their accounts and entering their own data, because we do have that editing option turned on for all of our clients where they can view and modify data. It's often their first time seeing all of their financial information in one place and may find it pretty exciting and eye-opening, which helps them feel more connected and engaged.
The word eye-opening is the exact word I thought of as soon as you said the sentence that they can see it all in one place. Because if you are a client and you are just getting a chance to really see all of your financial data together, that has to be a really cool experience. And cool is probably not even the right word to describe it. But it just has to be a very eye-opening experience. And you have the opportunity as a client then to learn so much. So I think it's awesome that you guys allow your clients to really see that data flow through and be built out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that also helps us as planners to kind of start the whole planning process, right? So seeing everything in one place is just very easy for us.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know. It's cool to hear it from that perspective, because I mean, I'm sure you hear whether the client is having a good experience or not, or what they feel like they're getting out of it. But I hope that other planners and advisors listening to our conversation today can see like, okay, wow, really letting my clients see this data in this spot could be transformational for them in the planning experience. And ultimately, like building that trust and that good relationship between the advisor or the planner and the client.
Absolutely. And something else that I would add in there is kind of teaching them or guiding them on how to use it to their best potential for them. It's great because throughout the year, like it's not just a one time, okay, you start the plan and then you connect all your accounts and then that's it. I mean, it's important for them to keep going in there and kind of like seeing, okay, well, I opened this account, I started my savings because that's what they recommended. So let me connect that account. Looking at their spending, looking at how their net worth is growing and if they're achieving their goals or not. It's just a great tool for the clients.
Interrupting this podcast episode for just a brief moment, and I promise you it's for good reason. I couldn't wait to tell you about our upcoming eMoney Advisor Summit. Personalized one-on-one consultations, a ton of breakout sessions to choose from. You not only get to learn more about the eMoney platform, but you get to hear from key leaders in the fintech industry and connect with other eMoney users. My 60 seconds here just barely scratches the surface, so to learn more, head over to emoneyadvisor.com/summit. That's emoneyadvisor.com/SUMMIT. And we're offering our podcast listeners a little discount. Use PODBETTER25 at checkout. That's PODBETTER25. We can't wait to see you at Summit this October. Are there specific features, I guess, with the client portal that you find the clients using most often or engaging with the most?
So we do have the spending tool. It's a big one for us. We like to use this one with our clients because it encourages them to, well, first of all, connect their spending accounts, and it helps them address one of like the biggest hurdles for most of our clients, which is managing day-to-day expenses. So this tool also serves as a reality check. Clients often find that their actual spending differs from what they think, you know, like you ask them like, okay, so how much you spend? Oh, I spend 5,000. But then when you actually go in there and look at everything, it's actually 7,000 because they're going out and restaurants or shopping, or there are those categories that is hard to kind of track throughout the month. Like we all know, well, yeah, I have my bills, I have my mortgage, I have all the things that are fixed and that you're paying, but they're forgetting to look at like all the other, those discretionary expenses that are kind of like what makes the difference. So understanding this and the first is the first step in managing those expenses and saving effectively ultimately helps the clients achieve their goals.
I imagine the spending tool is also a part of that eye-opening experience.
Yes.
Just because, like you said, if you are under the impression that you are spending, let's say, $5,000 on something a month, and you turn, or in total, and you turn around and it's $7,000, you might need to reevaluate something.
Yes. And that's what we're here to help. We can just tell them, hey, like, we're not asking you to like not go to a restaurant anymore, but maybe just dial it down a little bit and just use some of that so that you can accomplish all other goals, you know, like their goals.
Yeah. And I would imagine a cool part of it is you could say like, okay, let's say you spent the $5,000 a month instead of the $7,000, and we took that $2,000 that you were spending and we invested it in XYZ, or we decided to put it toward this other goal that you have.
Mm-hmm.
That I would think is very valuable for the client to see where that money could be going and what else it could help them accomplish.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's kind of what we do. I do most of the financial plans for our business. And that's where I actually start building the plan. It's with the budget, because I want to make sure that my recommendations are doable. So if I recommend, okay, you need to save $1,000 to accomplish your goals, but then in reality, it's like, that's not doable. I can't just not go out or not go to restaurants or not travel. So that's where I start my analysis and then build from there.
Okay. So with that being said, you obviously have a really, the client portal plays a really big part in the advisor-client relationship for you. How are you interacting with these clients? How do you most often interact? And by that, I really mean, are you meeting with your clients in person, looking at the screen, talking about eMoney and sharing about those client portal features with them? Or are you meeting more virtually?
Yeah, well, we actually use all of these options depending on the situation. We do have some clients that like to come into the office and we just bring up the screen and then present the plan from there. We do have some other clients that just can't make it to the office or live in a different state. So we use all the options. And then after we deliver the plan and complete our implementation meetings and all of that, we do upload all the documents to the vault so the clients can access them anytime throughout the year.
That's awesome. It's nice that you guys are able to kind of choose what works best for the client and that they're still able to get the value out of using eMoney and the client portal, whether they're virtual or in person or any of those options.
Yeah, I would say personal, like if they can come into the office, is a little easier and better.
Yeah.
Just sharing everything, but technology is great and we can, yeah, still provide the same value and the same information when they're just meeting virtually with us.
Awesome. So obviously eMoney is a part of your day-to-day planning process, but we as a team at eMoney, we know that it's likely accompanied by other fintech tools. So what other fintech tools does your team work with that really align well with some of the things that eMoney allows you to do in planning for your clients?
We use several tools to complement what we do with eMoney. So for tax planning, for example, we rely on Holistic Plan. That has been a great tool for us in planning as far as taxes goes. For investment and proposals, we do use Nitrogen. And then when it comes to creating our financial plan summaries, NovaTrack has been a game changer for us. While eMoney provides an excellent long-term snapshot, NovaTrack has helped us focus on the next 12 months. And I say this because we found that it's easier for clients to grasp what needs to be done within a year rather than thinking 15, 20 years ahead, you know. So NovaTrack allows us to customize each year according to the client's specific needs, and then we present the recommendations in a very clear and actionable way. Additionally, NovaTrack has let us create a detailed action plan outlining the steps clients need to take each quarter. So we see everything as like, okay, this is where you need to be in the next 12 months, whether that's saving for retirement, for a specific goal, or repaying debt. So it gives them the exact number of like, okay, this is where you should be by 12 months. But then on top of that, we kind of break it down in quarters. So every 3 months, we give them, okay, so in 3 months, this is what you need to be doing. Checking on your cash flow every month, or starting to save in a Roth IRA, or applying for a life insurance policy because you need more life insurance, or completing your estate planning. So as far as that part goes, NovaTrack has been really important for our business and our financial planning engagements.
I love to hear that. I've heard so many great things about a lot of those platforms, especially Holistic Plan. And I know I've talked to advisors who've had great experiences with all of them. So we love hearing what our clients, or I should say what our planners and advisors really are using in their toolbox when it comes to the planning experience, and also understanding how eMoney fits into that. So On the same kind of note, how do you feel eMoney really fits in and helps your team live out your Trailwise core values? I know that a few of them are transparency, customization, and accountability, but there also are probably others. And how do you feel eMoney allows you to really live those out?
This is a great question. So we chose eMoney because it allows us to create highly customizable financial plans that we can tailor to each client's unique needs. So this flexibility is central to our commitment to our customization core value. eMoney also plays an important role in the implementation phase of our process. So we use the spending tool, as I mentioned before. And then so after we deliver the plan and we have all come to an agreement that it does make sense, that it seems doable, what we do is we take our budget, the one that we proposed, and then we put it into that spending tool budget. So eMoney will send notification if they go over budget. This helps them stay on track and stay accountable throughout the year.
I love to hear that eMoney has played a positive part in that for your clients. If you have one piece of advice, like let's say we have a brand new user who's never used eMoney, and you had one piece of advice for them for a financial planner who's just getting started, what would that be?
So eMoney is such a powerful tool that what I would say is take the time to really get to know the platform. So don't shy away from exploring all the reports and features. It's incredibly valuable when you're presenting a plan and a client asks a question, and then you know where to go, you know, how to answer that question. So the more familiar that you're with the tools, the better that you can leverage them to provide insightful and customized advice. So dive in, experiment, and just learn everything that you can to make the most out of eMoney.
Great advice. I would second everything you said, but it hits a little differently when it's coming from a financial planner than from me. So
Yeah, we love eMoney. It's great.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Okay, what is one, my last question for you, what is one way, and if there's more than one, you can definitely share more than one way, you find your team at Trailwise uniquely using eMoney that you really want to share with another planner or another advisor who is looking to be inspired in ways that they can use it to bring their clients value?
Yeah, absolutely. Accountability, would say. So accountability is key to driving the results for clients, but it can be time consuming and costly for advisors. So to address this, we developed what we call accountability podcasts. So these are essentially 5-minute videos, updates that we send to our clients every 3 months. So in each video, we focus on one section of the plan, and we dive deeper into areas like cash flow, life insurance, or other critical topics. So we record these videos and we use BombBomb for this. And then we do a screen share, and then we walk the clients through their specific planning eMoney and remind them of like, okay, this is why we need to start saving, or this is the reason why we need life insurance. So we show those reports, we show those graphs that eMoney provides. And then after that, we also tell them, okay, and here are your action items for the next 3 months. Like, don't forget, this is what we're be working in the next 3 months. So this is just a very simple, but yet very effective way to keep clients on track without requiring extensive time and resources. Because we know advisors are very busy, and then adding more meetings to their calendar seems like too much. But just recording these short videos to keep the clients accountable has been great for us, has saved a lot of time, and then the clients love it. They can just sit in an evening, you know, whenever they have the time, watch the video, understand more about their plan, dive deeper into their plan, and then they'll like, oh, okay, yeah, thank you for the reminder. I need to do this, or I need to call my insurance agent, or whatever it is that the next steps are. So I think that's a way that has worked for us, and I would love if it helps other advisors with that portion.
Yeah, that sounds so cool and truly very creative. Awesome to see that you guys are able to implement eMoney in that way and use it for your clients to set some friendly reminders with them on things that need to be done, but also really taking advantage of, you know, using it outside of that client meeting. And hopefully it gives them that inspiration to, hey, like, log into the client portal, check some things out. Maybe check in on their spending or take a look at other things that have occurred within their financial plan. So very, very cool advice.
Yeah, the report section is another key feature, though it appeals differently to various clients. Some clients love diving into the details, and for them, the cash flow report or income tax report is very valuable to see. So that's another way that we kind of use eMoney to leverage that.
And is that something that you guys use more with certain clients, or is that just kind of personal preference? If the client wants to see that, you will allow them to?
Yeah, some clients do ask like, okay, but where is this number coming from? And where is it saving? Or how is my portfolio looking at the end of things? And other clients are just like, just tell me what I need to do and I'll do it. So yeah, it's just a preference for the client.
That's awesome. Well, Gisette, thank you so much for joining the Knowledge Base podcast today. I had such a good time talking to you and learning how you guys are using eMoney at Trailwise. So thank you so much for sharing everything that you experience in the financial planning process with our listeners today.
Well, no, thank you so much for having me. It was great. And yeah, we hope that this inspires some advisors to use some of the features that eMoney has to offer.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Knowledge Base podcast. Gisette and her team are using eMoney in some really creative ways, and I'm happy we got to share more about them with you. Remember to reach out with any podcast-related questions at knowledgebasecontent@emoneyadvisor.com. And don't forget to use the code PODBETTER25 at checkout when you grab your tickets for our upcoming Advisor Summit. Until then, we'll catch you on another podcast episode soon.